KTR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alaska Airlines says it will be returning some of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets to the air beginning tomorrow. The FAA releasing final instructions to Alaska and other airlines to begin conducting a 12-hour inspection process, focusing on the bolts that hold the door plugs in place. President Biden receiving an endorsement from the United Auto Workers this week.
He joined us in solidarity on the picket line for the first time in our nation's history. A sitting president has ever done that.
That's UAW President Sean Fain, who called Donald Trump a scab. Nikki Haley is back in her home state of South Carolina, vowing to keep on fighting Trump for the GOP nomination. The former president expected to return to a New York courtroom today to defend himself against a lawsuit seeking more than $10 million for defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of sexual assault. This is ABC News. A switch from the maker of Ring video doorbells. It now says it will stop taking requests from police departments to turn over the video. Instead, the company says if police want the video, they're going to have to get a warrant. A new deal over the opioid crisis.
Washington State's attorney general announcing a nearly $150 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson 4 years after the state sued the drug maker for its role in fueling the opioid addiction crisis. The announcement comes as opioid overdose deaths in the state topped 2,000 in 2022, more than twice as many as there were in 2019.
That's ABC's Mark Remillard. Some Robitussin cough syrup is being recalled amid worries about possible contamination. The recall applies to Robitussin Honey CF Max. And a first when it comes to religion in America. The Pew Research Center now says for the first time the percentage of Americans saying they have no religious affiliation tops the list. 28% say none on the survey, topping Catholics and Protestants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers's maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 126-116 win over the visiting Cavaliers. Giannis with 35 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and was asked for his reaction that the team had fired head coach Adrian Griffin.
For a coach like Griffin, I think from day one, was everything was about togetherness. We're human. It hurts.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Adrian is a great person. Brought a lot to the franchise. We're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the time that we had with him. But we also believe that we had an opportunity now. The team itself had changed from when we hired him, and we felt like we had an opportunity to improve and to get better.
College basketball, Marquette down DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh leaving after winning the national championship. He's returning to the NFL as head coach of the LA Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with some rain, maybe a little freezing rain, even a few snowflakes at times. Our high 35 this afternoon, the wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same, some rain, some snow, some freezing rain, foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's
great.
It's a different day. It's warm. It's 33, 34 in Appleton,
right.
33 in Oshkosh.
It's awesome.
Foggy.
Yeah. A little damp.
Are the roads, are the highways foggy? Have you heard anything, Todd?
It was fine on the way up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But it feels like a March morning out there.
It does. But that warmer weather, I don't like ice, and this is nice. I'll take this. It's damp, though.
No breeze out there. The flags are just dead.
Right.
It's just quiet. It's whatever.
The only part
I hate, though, I really, because maybe because back in the day in covering sports and everything, I used to cover so many ice fishing things, ice fishing derbies, ice fishing tournaments, even ice fishing sturgeon spearing. You know, and so many people are so passionate about that. I hate it if something they really, because, you know, this
they
time
get robbed.
They get robbed. Because if you can't ice fish, you can't fish.
Right.
And for a lot of these guys, especially older retired guys that I know, that's their passion. And I feel bad weather is weather. There's nothing you can do with it. But instead of just always saying, I just want it always. That's a big part of a lot of people's lives, the outdoor things here.
It's akin to deer hunting. It's father, son,
absolutely.
Grandson, grandpa. You're right. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
My brother and brother-in-laws do that every year, and they're gone, I think, for like 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've always thought it'd be fun to have a permanent shanty out at a place and have the little wood stove in there.
Yeah.
Because I've been out where they've got bunks and sleep there overnight. I would love that.
You know, John, those people in there that leaks and then they die? No, I don't think
what?
So.
What? I've never heard of that.
Sure. Do they go in and they...
Todd, can you rewind what I said? What did I say that would have led to that?
Because those shanties, sometimes they leak like propane or something. That's happened.
What?
They can be dangerous is what I'm saying. Not just the ice, but the environment in there. That has happened, you guys.
Okay,
I agree with you. I'm sure it has.
So, actually, did you see another tragic thing after the Chiefs game last week?
Oh, my God. They froze outside.
Three guys froze on a porch?
Yeah. But I think there's more to it than that, John.
I mean, there's got to be.
Yeah.
Unless they're all so drunk that they passed out and, you know, died of exposure. But you would think there'd be one guy that would still be, hey, you okay? You okay?
Or how about the guy that...
Whose house it was?
Right.
Did he just not answer that? Were they knocking?
And didn't he lawyer up?
Okay. I don't know. All I saw was three Chief fans, like in Chiefs.
They did. They
jerseys
died.
All died.
30-year-old guys.
30-year-old guys.
Healthy guys, probably. Right. 30.
I'll tell you what, though. Exposure is such a horrible thing. There was a real tragedy up in the UP just a few years ago. This young kid, he was a great athlete. I want to say he was like 19.
Ugh. Yeah.
And one of those, remember I mentioned that time up in northern Minnesota one time we went winter camping?
Yes.
And it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, it sounds crazy.
It does.
But it is a lot of fun, and you'd be so shocked at how warm you can make a snow enclosure with like a candle. Some people brought candles, and that's what they used for heat because snow is such a phenomenal insulator.
Yes.
Okay. But here's the deal. So this group, and I don't want to say any names because I don't want to get anything wrong, but they were going out. I think they were in a camp, but I don't know if a car got stuck or something, and they all got kind of wet, and they built a fire. But one of the guys all of a sudden became, you know, kind of like, you know, groggy. And it's like, hey, man, what's wrong? You know, what, did you have too many? And it's like, they're like, something's wrong with him. And he got hit with exposure. And they, like, helped carry him to the car and put the heater on. And he passed away.
Yeah.
As healthy of a guy as you'll ever find in your life. Got wet. Didn't dry off. Wind kicked up. Exposure is so much more dangerous than people think. You can't believe it.
Yeah.
That is a killer.
But remember that guy you had on, or we had on, I should say, who makes clothes that help that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's...
From Minnesota, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's all part of it now. Maybe we've advanced a lot. But yeah, you're right about the exposure thing. That's just shanties, ice. That's
well, you know, another thing, though, Jim, when you're talking about that, yeah, they're coming out with the new designs and clothing and everything like that. And I wonder if people sometimes, almost like with anything, get a little bit too sense of... not comfort, but like, I'm good. I don't have to worry about it. I got this new stuff. You know, versus in my day, we wore long thermal underwear.
Right, right.
We wore what we called britches.
Right. Nobody died back then. Right.
Yeah. The red and black things. And you'd have your thick wool socks and your whatever. And you always dressed pretty much exact. That was the bush clothes, as we called them.
There you go.
And I think you kind of knew your limits.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, I know that yesterday we were talking about, well, football's kind of over and we hope. We're all picking our teams. But I got to ask you, because you saw the front page of the paper today. This Joe Barry.
You were right, and I was wrong.
Well, okay, save that, Todd.
I've got it clipped.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We'll use that a number of times as life goes on. Thank you. All right, finally. What's it, John?
Do you want to know what I was going to do tomorrow?
What's that?
I was going to bring in 2 6-packs of Spotted Cow.
I like that.
And I was going to give them both to Todd. One on both of our behalves.
Oh.
Because he's done such a phenomenal job of producer of this show, and he gets everything done. He does 90% of the work. We BS.
Yeah.
Now he's going to do that.
And he never complains.
But now
I'm not going to do that.
Dang it.
Oh, because it, oh, well, mm-hmm. wait. Well, then, all right, Todd, there's still me. So. John.
Joe Barry.
Yep.
I was just shocked that it happened. Not that it was unexpected that Joe Barry would lose his job as defense coordinator, but it happened so fast. I mean, Coach LaFleur, right after his season-ending post-conference, obviously he was asked about it, and you know, he basically said, I'm going to take some time, I'm going to evaluate everything, every aspect, I'm going everything, and I thought, okay, a couple of weeks, you know, whatever, play it out. For him to do it that fast means a couple of things. Number one, he obviously had it in his mind. Whatever happens in these playoffs, unless we go to the Super Bowl or something, he's kind of on thin ice. Because they had a little bit of a rebound, actually, you know, with the Cowboys games, even though once the Cowboys wanted to start scoring, the Packers went prevent and put in their second string, you know, they moved down the field. But what I'm saying is, I think, you almost hate to say one little aspect of, I almost think that fourth quarter doomed him. I think the fourth quarter of that 49er game, if LaFleur needed one final, like if he's on the fence, what's the one thing that's going to tip the scales one way or the other? I literally think it was those last two drives. Because let's be honest, we all watch the Packers. Did you have any faith? And I hate to say it, but did you have any faith that Carlson was going to hit that kick? Did you have any faith the Packers defense was going to stop the 49ers on their last two drives?
No, but here's my thing, John, is like a guy that was in management for some time. They're two games away from the Super Bowl.
I understand that.
I would add, I don't think I'd subtract a whole hell of a lot if I was two games away. And it's not like they're the Bears or the Panthers or something. You know, I can see bringing in that kicker. I thought that was a good idea.
Right.
I don't know. I think sometimes it's like, sometimes people get let go. It's like, wait a minute. Was that a good idea?
Well, that's the way it is these days. I mean, look at the Bucs coach, 30-13.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
And literally, and I joked about this, but I think one of the reasons he got fired is because the Detroit Pistons, which is one of the worst teams in the history of pro sports right now, scored 135 against them. 135. And that Bucks defense just has not been good all year. And I think that was a big factor.
Yeah, that Yeah. Okay.
Another thing here, I was just going to talk about this. How about the strength coach Chris Gizzi being fired? That one breaks my heart.
You knew him. Yeah. I didn't. I just.
Chris,
I read about him.
You know who he is.
Yes.
He's the guy that ran at the flag after the 9/11 when they first came back against the Washington Redskins that Monday night. He ran out carrying the flag, which was one of the most
emotional,
awe-inspiring moments I've ever seen at any sports venue.
I cried.
It was amazing. I still choke up. Honest to God.
And everybody, but a lot of people have that photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
And he got let go, which really, I feel terrible about that.
Yeah, again, two games away from the Super Bowl. I don't know why you. I can see bringing in an assistant or bringing in someone else, but man, I don't know. What do I know, though?
I know. All I'm saying, it is such a tough world out there.
It is.
And another thing that I'm sure Gutekist and LaFleur, it was a team effort on making these decisions. But I will say that they've, and this is one thing that Bob Harlan was really good at, and Bob talked about it one time. He was always, I forget who it was he said really taught him well. He was always prepared, no matter, he had like a locked drawer on his desk where you name a position or a coaching position, a GM. He had like a file, I guess, on like the top candidates all listed, a ready file type of thing. And I got a feeling they did too in regards to their next defense coordinator. And I think one of the reasons they did this so quick is they could go after that guy right away.
And they did say that. I think there's eight good guys out there.
Yeah, but I think they've got one or two
that are
up here. And then, if those don't work, then this. When you're asking somebody to the prom or something, you got, Mary Lou.
Right, then go down to
Schutzenliner.
Page two.
And then, let's keep her going here. All right, hang on here. Alphabetically.
Yeah.
We're in the R's.
We're in the R's now.
R's. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it's a tough business, and I don't.
It's never been tougher. I will say this. The pay is beyond belief how much these assistants make now. I mean, they're making $500,000. Okay, so that's you got a nice little cushion there. I remember back in the days they were making $60,000-$70,000 a year. So what I'm saying is these guys are okay in that way versus years ago. And one team that's the kind of funny part. It's like, oh, this guy's a terrible coach. Oh my God, he's a great coach. We're gonna hire him.
Right.
That happens so often now. But I do think that there's got to be some couple of guys out there that are really hot commodities. That the Packers said, I'm good. You guys good with this? I'm good. Let's go after so-and-so. Okay. That's what I feel.
Again, I thought they had a great season. I do. And I think two games away from the Golden Ring, I don't know that I would make as many changes as they're making. But he may, like you said, your friends say NFL's not for long. And
Jerry Glanville, who's back in coaching now. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I will say this though. I mean, that's the third defense coordinator in a short time. Actually, the fourth, if you want to go back a little bit further than that. I wonder, is it the coach or is it the players?
Yeah.
Is it you watch Hutchinson for the Lions. Man, I could be defense coordinator with them and say, Mr. Hutchinson, line up and do your thing. Or a J.J. Watt or a T.J. Watt.
They're all in.
There's the old saying, it's not the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmy and the Joes.
Yeah, right.
And I wonder if we've overestimated some of our Jimmy and Joes. So
interesting.
Melanie, 1970.
She passed away yesterday.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
My sister was the biggest Melanie fan. I grew up with Melanie. What?
Listening to her, I hope. And
yeah. You like this song?
No, but I just grew up with it. All right.
Good.
We got to set our game break. We got a lot going on today. A lot of important stuff to talk about.
We do.
A lot of fun stuff. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support. WISS.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas! Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. As I mentioned, 33 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Hamilton, 33 in Oshkosh, coming your way in 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Talking about a lot of things and all things sports with the Green Bay Packers, but we want to talk about something that's so much more important than sports, and we're not trying to be overly whatever or whatever here, but this is the truth, because this is something that affects every single one of us,
right?
And I would bet 99% of the people listening, this horrific, is it a disease? Would you call it a disease? I guess.
Well, huh? It's a condition, right? Dementia, condition, that disease, people
has affected
are,
almost
right.
every person.
And it doesn't.
And there's no, no cure.
There's no cure. And there's no age. There's no,
no.
Ethnicity. It's just, it can affect anyone. And as, did you watch the governor's State of the State address?
Oh, the State of the State?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Jeez. On Tuesday? Our governor? Okay. Well, anyway, I want to tell you.
Badger game was on.
Huh?
Badger game was on. Badgers, Minnesota.
Well, he had the Badger band in the
chambers. Oh, did
chambers.
He? Oh, no. Probably the game was at Minnesota.
What is that? Okay. Almost the same thing, I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
so yeah. I kind of did. Yeah.
I just want to say that he started his State of the State address. I mean, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Everybody's cheering.
And again, I don't say nothing against the governor. I just, I don't.
That's not your thing.
It's just not my thing.
Well, he has made the governor's mansion a dementia-friendly place.
Awesome.
You been to the governor's mansion?
Yes, I have, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Good for you. I've been there.
I'm serious.
Yeah, so have I. Well, I've been there a number of times.
For the governor's Christmas party a few years ago. I was with one of the real big cheese reps of the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
And he was invited. He took me as a guest.
That anyway.
Todd's standing up something.
Well, I just want, Jim, could you slide over to the right just a little bit? There you go.
But
even better.
Well, he just said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, no,
well,
right.
You don't have to go over
that
far,
a little
Jim.
Better.
Yeah.
But Todd, he did say that, you know, this is.
Yes.
And I think we as a state, of a very welcoming state, are trying to educate businesses and neighbors on becoming a dementia friend.
I agree 100%.
There's things to do about
welcoming. Your sister.
Right.
Todd's dad.
Yep.
My sister-in-law, who I was extremely close to.
Right.
So, go ahead.
And instead of just doing a national program or a statewide program, we're focusing in on, like, neighborhood programs. And there's an event tonight, and you're all welcome to come to that, but it's going to be at the ADRC, which is right here, right across from the police station, the Aging Disability Resource Center. They have the Grounded Cafe there, and they have great sandwiches, great coffee, great scones, and we're going to learn a little bit more about how to become a more dementia-friendly neighborhood here in the downtown. Businesses, if they notice things, someone kind of lost or someone maybe not asking questions that you would normally hear, how to address that and give them a comfort level. And I just think I really applaud Green Bay for stepping up and being, you know, a model and being a pilot program for this, because if we can become dementia friendly, that's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
It's good for our kids to learn that. It's good for the businesses. And it's obviously great for our neighborhood. So that's tonight at 5:00. And they're doing this right. We're going to have some speakers come and they're going to talk to us a little bit. But there's also, you know, free food, and it's going to be a place to meet some neighbors. I mean, I still don't think COVID's over yet, but we can get out there and meet some people and really make an effort in your home, your neighborhood, your business to be more compassionate and dementia friendly. So
we're going,
that's
right?
We're going to that. Going to that. It's from 5 to 7:30. Again, it's the Grounded Cafe on 300 Adams Street. So dementia friendly downtown and the Navarino neighborhoods are sponsoring this. And yeah, Johnny and I are going to be there, and we want to learn and share it with our listeners on
how
to become more welcoming. Yeah.
Can I tell Todd a somewhat low moment of my life the other night that's going to make me sound really stupid?
Well, now I want to hear it.
Let me roll tape on this.
So get this. Okay, so and we'll talk more about this because there's something really exciting to talk about in regards to the new BART Star sign that we've proposed.
Yep.
Yes.
Something very, very, very exciting about that. Okay? So I was asked to attend, thanks to Tom Lund, who is one of the city's...
Brown County Board Supervisor.
I was getting those things mixed up.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Brown County Board Supervisor invited me to come to the meeting the other night, the Brown County...
Kind of the Park and Rec division of the county.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brown chairs County. That.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With Norbert Dantin.
Good guy.
Great guy. Wonderful people. So he had me come there and make a little presentation on my proposal about getting a new BART Star sign put on the bridge, the BART Star Bridge, heading east. And what I said was, you know, one of the reasons, and I said, first of all, the number one thing I want to make plain, this isn't BART Star's family complaining or anything like that.
Right.
I said, I have gotten their blessing. And they said, well, if they can update it, if they want to do it, that's great. But we in no way, shape, or form want to say we're dissatisfied with anything. We're nothing but appreciative with what the city, with the county, what everybody has done, naming it the BART Star Memorial Bridge, everything that went into it. We're 100% total gratification for what everybody did.
Right.
If by chance you feel like things need to be made a little bit different, okay, you know, that's your city where you guys live now, and go ahead and we support it, but we're not complaining in any way, shape, or form. So I wanted to make that clear. Number one, I want to make that clear.
And you have. And on the radio, your interview with BART Star Jr., he was very humble and, you know, just thanks for what you've done, but if you want to enhance it.
Yeah. Well, and one of the reasons, you know, when I walk around here, when you walk over that bridge at night and you look and the bridge is lit up, especially when it's the green and gold colors or whatever, and you got the whole city deck landing that's just spectacular right now, and the reflections coming off the river.
Yeah, it's cool.
I even mentioned at the meeting that I want to show me a more picturesque area in the state of Wisconsin in a winter's night than walking across that bridge.
That is cool.
And I said, but I just think, you know, heading on to it, you got the BART Star sign, and it's got barbed wire right up all around it, and the fence is falling apart.
And it's a cheap sign.
Yeah, and there's a big piece of equipment kind of overhanging it, and it's kind of overgrown. It's just, you know, so what I'm saying is this side of the bridge, obviously the east side of the bridge, is exactly the heart of where the Green Bay Packers started. This is where Titletown began. As soon as you get off that bridge, you're at the Bellin Building, where the first meeting was held. You go half a block down the road, you're at the old downtown or motel, where Vince Lombardi's office was. You go to the left, you got the Heritage Trail. You've got the Hotel Northland.
Right, where he signed his contract.
So
that's
like the gateway into the birth of the Green Bay Packers. And I just think having a really cool sign commemorating BART Star, because there would be no Titletown if it wasn't for BART Star. There simply wouldn't have been. We could talk about Lombardi and everything, but BART Star was the man that kept it all together with that team.
I love it.
And I just think that's a great way to enter the Titletown portion of Green Bay, Wisconsin, by having a really cool painted sign that our man Spencer would do a magnificent job on hanging right there heading into that bridge. So that's just what I told the committee. And I showed them the picture that Spencer had done. And every one of them was like, wow, oh, cool. And, of course, it was how much is it going to cost? I said, nothing. It'll be all private. Not one dime asking from the county, anyone. We're going to all do it private funds.
Jim's going to open up his wallet. Boom,
well, done. But John, I don't know. That's fine. That's great. But the county has a lot of money, and they have that sales tax. And I think for them to throw $5,000 at this.
They can put that toward. You know what? If they say we've got $5,000, put it towards a dementia fund. Towards something else like that.
All right.
Really true. Right. We will raise this money.
We will.
But then the interesting thing, so then they've got to go through the DOT. I mean, there's a lot of steps.
Sure.
But at least we got that first step. They encouraged me to keep the ball rolling, so to speak, which I think was great.
You're the guy.
But I want to say this. Oh. They asked about the Nitschke. I said, you know what? I would have no problems putting up a Nitschke one, same way. And I said, even if you wanted to go in the other direction or something, but I think having a new Ray Nitschke sign and a new BART Star sign would commemorate two of the all-time great Green Bay Packers in a nice way.
Isn't that great? John Minow, he builds bridges in our community. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We love John Minow.
We got this is a great. Quick break. We got a great friend coming on. Stay with us. Back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alaska Airlines says it will be returning some of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets to the air beginning tomorrow. The FAA releasing final instructions to Alaska and other airlines to begin conducting a 12-hour inspection process, focusing on the bolts that hold the door plugs in place. President Biden receiving an endorsement from the United Auto Workers this week.
He joined us in solidarity on the picket line for the first time in our nation's history. A sitting president has ever done that.
That's UAW President Sean Fain, who called Donald Trump a scab. Nikki Haley is back in her home state of South Carolina, vowing to keep on fighting Trump for the GOP nomination. The former president expected to return to a New York courtroom today to defend himself against a lawsuit seeking more than $10 million for defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of sexual assault. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rural Wisconsinites see farm pollution and PFAS as the biggest threats to their clean drinking water. That's according to a new survey out of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Most people surveyed found clean water important not just for drinking, but to the wildlife, hunting and fishing, and the overall rural ethos. Over half of them saw pesticides and commercial fertilizer as a great risk to their clean water. Another 40% said large animal farms posed the same risk. Nine chefs from Wisconsin have been named as semifinalists for the National James Beard Restaurant and Chef Awards. The James Beard Foundation has been naming the nation's best chefs since 1991. Three chefs are from Madison and another four are from Milwaukee. The other two reside in LaPointe and Bay City, Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with some rain, maybe a little freezing rain, even a few snowflakes at times. Our high 35 this afternoon, the wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same, some rain, some snow, some freezing rain, foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There are a thousand ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest, not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are a thousand ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, some freezing rain. Foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Where the fans own the team. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. You know, we were talking with the guys from Midwest Restoration yesterday, and when we talk to Ryan, it's almost scary sometimes because he is on the front line. When things happen, he's there to see what happened, to take care of everything, and him and his people. And isn't it kind of shocking sometimes? Todd, you feel it too? When after we talk to him, it's like, wow, you don't hear about these things, but is there a lot of stuff that happens to
people in their
thinking
about all the power strips in
so
my
did
house.
I.
And even here at the station.
So did
right?
I. Right. Number one thing I start thinking of.
And when he came in and he kind of responds to disasters, you know, that can happen. And some of these, and we want to talk to you, to our guest coming up here about something that we can do to prevent some of this. But he's like, I got so many stories for you in the last week.
Absolutely. In the last week. We got a great friend here, Chris Najedo. He is a certified electrician in the area. I did a lot of work with him when I was in real estate. He was like my go-to guy, the most trustful guy. You just knew you'd get a completely straight answer from him. Chris, how you doing, first of all?
I am well. Thank you for inviting me.
And the number one thing I said to Todd and Jim, this is one of the biggest advocates you'll find for helping veterans.
That's awesome,
like you
Chris.
Can't believe. I mean, I didn't even know, maybe from my Facebook one time when I was at the Village, and I said, boy, we got, you know, people donated a bunch of books. We don't have any. All of a sudden, he comes in here with 2 big bookcases. He assembles himself, paid for himself.
Wow.
That's just the kind of guy he is. But, Chris, first of all, you tell me, how much more dangerous is electricity coming into a house than people realize?
Well, I think a lot of people don't respect it, and they'll try to go to a YouTube video to learn how to put in a plug or something, and it's like, you shouldn't let the professionals do it. You know, it's just a hazard.
We were talking yesterday when Ryan was here, he talked about house damage from a power cord that overheated. Do you see that happening?
Yes, I mean, when you overload those things, he told stories, you know what it's about. And just when you're plugging in like space heaters and stuff, you know, if you want to have a dedicated circuit for it, that'd probably be the way to go, you know, just run a circuit for it.
But I mean, some people can, because don't heating things draw the most juice, for lack of a better word?
Yes, they do.
Okay. What about these lithium battery issues we're hearing?
Those, actually, I'm not overly familiar with them, to tell you the truth, but I have heard stories about them overheating or causing fires. So you should always keep them attended.
But Chris, what I think has happened, I don't think we understand electricity like maybe we did when we were little kids. You know, I just take it for granted. Well, and you said like a dedicated circuit.
Let me just say one thing. I read this book. He's a great author, Wisconsin author. I can't think of his name, in the northwest part of the state. And he just writes some really good books, but he's also a firefighter.
Well,
and, you know, volunteer firefighter. And he talks about that too. You'd be shocked what happens even in small towns and on the roads at night, whatever. But he said what he tries to impress on people is with electricity, you're bringing fire into your house. You're bringing a line of fire into your house, right?
Yeah, actually, electricity is interesting because it's something that you cannot see, but you can definitely feel it if you, do it the wrong way or touch it the wrong way.
Yeah, and like you said, I think there's so much on YouTube, but to get a dedicated circuit and we talk about these power strips, and I think we all have them. I don't know. Does everybody have them? I think so. But
everybody has power strips.
But they've enhanced those, and we kind of, sometimes we hang on to stuff. Maybe we need to throw the old ones out and...
Yeah, I mean, upgrade is too, but like you were saying, don't plug anything like a heating equipment or something with a big load, like heating equipment. You know, if you have like chargers or something, phone chargers, those don't draw much. So, yeah, it's fine. you know.
What are the worst things? What are the what do people not realize draw the most bringing into your house?
Well, heaters, you know, like you said.
So little space heaters?
Yeah, space heaters are probably the worst.
Okay.
And when you say a dedicated circuit, they just get their own outlet.
Right. Well, basically from the breaker to the unit itself, depending. But, I mean, little space heaters, if you plug them into a right into the plug in the wall, that's the safest thing to do. You know, the splitters or whatever are not good. Even if you do get an upgraded one, I would still plug it into a wall.
Okay.
That's the safest thing to do.
What about the switches to, like, shut it off, the breaker type things in the power strips themselves? Do they all come with those now?
I believe so.
Okay.
Well, I can't say that. I mean, if you pay $1.99 for a strip, you're probably not going to have that function.
Right. Right. Okay. Don't go cheap when it comes to electricity.
Right. Exactly.
No. Yeah. Right. You know what? It's not as popular as it used to be just because of the lack of availability of houses and whatever. But, you know, flipping was so huge about 7-8 years ago. It was unbelievable. I mean, when I was in real estate, I went to a couple of the sheriff sales here, and it was standing room only. I mean, it was mind-boggling how jam-packed those rooms were. And we had looked, the company I was working with, you know, we'd do it like a drive-by. You couldn't get into a lot of those houses and just kind of, you know, walk around it, look in the windows to get an idea. And then some of the prices that people were paying was like, holy crap, how do you make a profit? Right. You know, so I guess there were, but I guess what I'm saying is there were reports then of some shoddy workmanship that, you know, you wouldn't know it was behind that drywall they put up. And, you know, some people are buying those houses unaware. Do you see that problem, or did you see that problem, Chris?
Not really, but what I would real highly recommend if you were to buy a house like that, make sure a permit was taken out.
Right.
If a permit was not taken out, then you don't know who did the wiring, who did the plumbing, who did whatever. You do not know what's behind those walls. If you took out a permit, it's going to get inspected by the municipality in that area where it is. That would probably give you a little more reassurance.
Gotcha. Okay.
But taking out a permit, I was in that business for a while, and not a lot of people do that, and that's scary, and that's why I think we talked about home inspections. But yeah, sometimes you got to get somebody in there because the guy can say, "Oh, this is all legit." You know, is it? Where's the permit? Well, I'm not really sure. So, and you can do your own electrical, right?
And I know in the city of Green Bay you can, but you do have to, you know, pull a permit.
You're supposed to still pull a permit.
Yep, they will come and inspect it and tell you what you did right and what you did wrong.
So, are there still a lot of homes in Green Bay that's, you know, people, the enhancements they make are always, you know, the kitchen, the exterior, but, you know, the infrastructure, the copper tube, or, I mean, the some of the wiring in that.
Yes, Green Bay, especially this neck of the woods downtown, has a lot of what's called knob and tube wiring. Yes, and the insurance companies, if they're aware of it, they will make you take it out, and it's not cheap, and most of it's occurring in attics and whatnot. It needs to be replaced.
There was a place, you know, I've always been fascinated with old buildings downtown, like a lot of people are. And there's some just right on our block here that are so cool. I'd love to put in a loft apartment upstairs of one of those places. And it was above one of the bars here, and I was talking with the bartenders as well. It's kind of scary up there if you want to take a look at it. And we went up there, and you're right, it was all, and I'm sure it wasn't hooked up. They weren't using it anymore. We were using flashlights. But you wanted to see, like, just wires, bare wires, and the tube wrapped around it, and then another one, and it's spliced somewhere together, like, wrapped together. And it's like, oh, how did so many of those places not catch fire?
Exactly. I mean, well, knob and tube, if it is done correctly, when they first put it in, was actually okay. It was safe. But then you start putting insulation around it, and that hurts. It's supposed to be open, so the heat dissipates. When you put insulation around it, what does it do? It keeps the heat in. Over the years, people just splice into it randomly, not correctly, and that's mainly the reason why they want it replaced.
And that's the thing. So many people, and we've talked about this, want to flip houses and restore these really old houses. But even we had the young guy here from Smashburger.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I'm just going to take over this building. And that's like, well, you got this electrical, you got that electrical, you got to go through the thing. But it's like, there's people watch these TV shows, and they look so easy to do that. They have no idea what's behind there, do they?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, YouTube videos make everything look easy, but it's challenging to correct everything.
And like Johnny said, TV makes it look fun and profitable. We live in an older neighborhood, and people want to live there, but it's expensive. And you can go in and have it inspected, but there's still some homes where I live.
And to redo that stuff?
It is. So it's...
And it's the reason he's driving that new...
What are some of the things... things we have to look for, though, that are more commonplace. We talked about the power strips.
As far as, like, if you're walking around in your basement and you see wire nuts exposed or you see wires, splices that aren't in a junction box or something, that needs to be corrected. And odds are it's probably like that up in the attic. Things like that. If you can see a wire nut, you should probably call an electrician to have them look over your house.
All right. You know what a wire nut is, Jim?
I'm looking at you, though.
Wow. 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 I think it's that inhaler stuff.
Yeah, I got a new inhaler.
That's doing something. I'm not sure what he's inhaling. Okay. That's making him feel real cocky. I'll tell you that. Chris, I want to ask you this. You're and get away from just electricity just for 1 minute, but this is fascinating stuff. I also feel like on this show, we want to help educate people. And by saying that, we personally aren't educating anybody on anything, but we bring in the experts like yourself. So we really appreciate this. But I also have to ask you, your incredible passion for veterans and helping veterans, where did that come from?
It's just, I mean, the sacrifices that they made so we can have our freedom, so we can talk on this radio show, so we can do, just be free. It's totally amazing. Like I said, my girlfriend's father did serve, and he died young because of Camp Lejeune. I have such a great appreciation for the sacrifices that they made.
But you're one of those guys, too. You don't just talk about it. You do it. Like, there's times when I call you. It's like, hey, could you take a look at something? It's a veteran friend of mine. It's like, and here you're busier than anybody. It's like, yep, I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah. I just appreciate it. Appreciate what they did.
That's awesome. I mean, it really cool. It's from the heart. You've never won the slightest. This is probably the only publicity you've ever gotten on what you do for veterans.
Yeah, but it's
well-deserved.
And I'd actually like to be anonymous. You know, I don't like
I know
to be.
You do. I know you do.
But Chris, you're a good example. I mean, I think there's people that agree with you and agree with a lot of us, the appreciation they have. But to do something is the next level. And, you know, you do it quietly, and yep. That's okay. But you do it. And I think that to be recognized there.
That's another reason I wanted to have you here. I just thought you need to be recognized for everything you do for our local veterans. Like, as low-key as humanly possible. It's just remarkable what you do.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So, now, how'd you get the name Sparky? No, I'm just kidding.
Didn't Ryan say every electrician they use is a Sparky?
I was just
going to
say that.
Yes.
How good of a field is this for somebody to go into?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I would highly, if somebody has good math skills, good logic skills, this is probably the field for you because there's a lot of
problems. I don't
problem
have good solving. Math skills or logic skills.
Right. Other than that.
Well, you're in radio. So okay. That's, yeah. You have your skills.
There you go.
I have a certain set of skills.
We're looking.
You could probably pull the wires through, though, right?
I could do that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'm always looking for a helper.
You know what I'm still amazed
helper.
At?
A helper.
I would do that. Actually, you know, I was talking to Royce the other day about Doug that used to run Green Bay. He's in concrete now. They're always looking for helpers. I'm going to do that this summer.
That flat work?
Yeah, I'm going to be a concrete helper.
That's a lot of work, John.
Well, I didn't say I was going to do a lot.
Somebody has to supervise.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. One quick last thing. When we were building our house, I was just amazed at how you'd have this crew of electricians and this crew of plumbers and this crew of something. And none of them work together on the same, but they're all just having their little world and somehow interacting. It's like a beehive. Isn't that impressive?
It is. It's amazing how when you wire a house, how things come together. There's a lot of communication between us, but it's amazing how it all comes together.
I mean, have you ever built a house?
I remodeled the house.
No, but what from ground up is one of the most fascinating things you'll ever experience in your life.
Yeah, it's amazing. We all generally get along too, so that's a good thing.
You know, one time it was in January, builder, and it was bitterly cold, just horrifically cold, and it wasn't enclosed yet. You know what I mean? Those guys. So I brought over two things. I brought over a huge, big Joe to Go was one of my big sponsors, and me and Nick. Back then, you remember that, right? And I brought over a huge thing of hot chocolate and donuts and everything. And it was a Friday, so I also brought over a 12-pack of Busch Light or whatever, okay? 40-degree wind chill.
Oh, nice.
Go back that night.
Thoughtful.
There wasn't one cup of hot chocolate gone, but 12 empty beer cans.
Imagine that.
They deserve it.
Absolutely. Chris, so wonderful having you here.
Thanks, Chris.
Sincere thank you for what you do for our community, for what you do for our veterans, and for what you do at doing a great job of making sure people are safe when it comes to bringing electricity into their house.
Well, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Awesome. Right. Wonderful having you here. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. Mike with the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, even though that weather has been horrific at times, it's nice out there right now, but man, with those bad, bad wind chills, you know you're gonna have a draft in your house, especially with one of the older houses. How old is your house? 117-year-old house. You know that they weren't energy-efficient windows. So no, what did weren't. Jim do? Jim called Pella Windows and Doors, and they checked it out. They had an appraisal, which is totally free. Bottom line, keep the cold outside where it belongs. Keep the heat that you're paying for inside. You want to kick the January blues? Well, you can. To book by the 31st of January, zero interest up to 36 months. Zero interest up until July of 2025. That's absolutely incredible, but you have to book by January 31st. Here's what you have to do first. Go to PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com. Some certain restrictions to apply, but if you're looking to really have a warmer, more energy-efficient home, give Pella a call.
And I think what's important about that, I mean, it's they have a variety of options, right? It's not like, you know, you have to do this, but the payback on that, and I enjoy, you know, making money, and it's great that you invest X and in 4 months you're in the green.
No, I think it's great. I think it's especially those older houses, if you don't do that.
Oh, but there, those I mean, are that's money just
right out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, so we talked tonight, Johnny, about the dementia friendly.
Yes.
Being educated as business people, as neighbors. Something else going on tonight. We mentioned this last week, but I want to mention it again. Our buddy, Ace.
Yep.
So Ace Champions, he's got an event going on at the Tarleton, which is, of course, right on Walnut Street. This guy's very interesting. He's a musician and plays a variety of wooden flutes, and the instruments help heal your body. And he'll play a certain instrument that will be good for the heart, another one for the intestine, and it's just a great educational night out. And it's $10, which
it's almost like sounds you've never heard before.
Right, right.
They're really unique sounds that he does with those flutes.
And I went to this at the Meyer, and I paid more than $10. But anyway, it's $10 tonight, and I think that's great. And then you can order some of his food, too. I mean, this guy's a great chef. So you can sit or lay on your back. You're going to listen to these meditative sounds of the ancient native flutes from around the world.
Awesome.
This is a nice event. So if you're looking for a date night, something to do tonight, Tarleton, right down here on Walnut Street, $10 admission, 5:30. Doors open, 6:30 is the show.
Very nice. This is the time of year you kind of look for things to get out of the house with.
Right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, and there are things, but you have to look a little bit harder.
Jim, I think we should get Ace in and have you lay on the floor and him just blow a flute out for a while. See if you can get rid of that cold.
We'll use the yoga mats that Dr. Kristen brought us.
We'll have a little drum circle for you.
Yes.
Right.
Come on. Incense sort of thing. I still got some of that oil. What's that oil called?
Oh, you like
that essential oil.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it peppermint or spearmint?
One was peppermint and the other one was something else.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And it worked, Jim.
Yeah,
it
but you, the honey helped you yesterday, it
did.
Right?
It did. Your buddy.
Yeah.
Big Wayne.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
From Acres.
Yeah.
Wayne Acres.
A-Frame Acres.
That honey was good.
You seem better. You haven't coughed much this morning.
Not much.
That's cool. But, we'll take that. But no, right. We could do
tonight.
This for
tonight,
you.
Tonight, there's a lot of stuff going on.
We're going to do this.
I don't know about that, John.
All right.
Okay.
You got to wear one of those robes, though.
Yeah.
Those, like, yogi robes.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Can you do that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's
not going to happen.
All right.
On this day, okay, what else today? National Florida Day today. What does that mean, Todd?
They celebrate the state of Florida.
Ah.
Yep.
Okay. You know what I've never done? I know a lot of people have driven from the top of Florida to the bottom for vacation. They say that's like going cross country.
Well, it is. That's the longest state. It's not probably. Is it the longest state? Anyway, that's you get there. Welcome to Florida.
Right.
Oh, we're here.
Hey, we're in Florida.
Jeez, another, what, 9 hours?
Yeah, to like Miami.
Uh-huh.
The Denver Broncos on this day, 1998. It's been that long. Denver Broncos beat the Packers, Super Bowl 32. That was out in San Diego. I was there.
Yeah.
I was in shock. Could not believe it. Absolutely could not believe they lost that game.
I thought we went in too cocky.
We did.
I thought we went in too cocky.
Not even a question. And I'm surprised that Coach Holmgren, as tough as he was in those days, I mean, guys like took their golf clubs. They were out golfing during the week and everything. It's like, they went into it a little fat and sassy.
Yeah, they did.
They really did. And they had it handed to them.
Yeah, I know.
I know that was a tough one.
Yeah.
And then I can never pronounce the man's name. This is the president of Ukraine, right?
Zelensky.
Zelensky.
But I mean, yep. Can't pronounce. Volodymyr? Volodymyr Zelensky?
I think it's just Vladimir.
Vladimir Zelensky. They're having some tough times right now.
Oh,
huh?
Man.
Those Russians aren't quitting. And then that plane that got shot down, 56 Ukraine POWs to be exchanged. Terrible.
That war is ugly,
ugly, ugly, ugly, ugly, ugly.
There's
ugly.
Nothing good about
nope.
it.
Nope. And I'm not sure as good with any wars.
This guy's only 46 years old.
46.
I would have thought he was a lot older. And so, he used to be a comedian, right?
Oh, yeah. He had his own TV show. Yeah,
wow. That's incredible.
In Russia.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And he kind of played the president. And so I don't know. When he first got into that, I was like, okay, is this for real? But, I mean, he was doing, and maybe he still is. I don't follow it as closely as a lot of people. But, I mean, he's taken on the giant.
Oh, my gosh. Biggest giant
right.
there is, basically.
And so,
second
but
biggest.
It's tough right now, like you said. I mean,
yeah.
In people, where's all the money? And are we getting ahead of this?
Now, anytime I hear about civilians being killed, it just...
I know. That's awful. These guys are in a plane. They're getting exchanged and boom,
terrible.
Out of the sky.
Terrible.
Anyway, right. Yes, that's sad. But he's 46 today.
There you go. All right. But
yeah.
back to the Packers Denver game. I remember Larry McCarron and I doing a pregame show, and we had Bruce Coslet. He was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals at the time. We had him on as a guest. Well, coach, give us your. You know, he said, well, you know, you got John Elway, so you can't discount that. You know, blah blah blah. But I think the Packers. And okay, he goes, we done? Cut. I go, yeah. He goes, you guys are gonna kill him. He goes, this isn't even gonna be a game.
Right.
He says Denver doesn't have anything compared to you guys. Never forget. And that was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals telling us that.
And didn't we kind of, you know, I know you love Holmgren, but didn't we get out-coached a little bit?
Who did I love?
The coach.
Oh.
Didn't we get out-coached
well,
a little bit?
Well, Dorsey Levins, to this day, the last time I talked to him and William Henderson were really upset because they were just thrashing the Denver defense in the first half. I think Dorsey was averaging something like 7 yards a carry. I mean, they were just, and it's like, oh, second half, man, we're just going to pound them.
Right.
And I think they only ran the ball 7 times for that second half. They were really mad about that. Holmgren went just strictly passing for some reason.
And then they let them score so we could get the ball,
yeah.
And that didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a bad,
That was a bad one. All right, you know what? We got to have a better second half. We were talking about a lot of bad stuff. We got a fun second half coming up, folks.
Stay
with us. My name is Matt.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.